happening locally. The news.
And it is time for this morning's look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Department of Epidemiology at the Ministry of Health revealed on Wednesday that a death due to COVID-19 was registered in the country in the last 24 hours. With this new death, there is a cumulative total of 8,211 deaths from the disease for a sustained lethality of 1%, according to the Ministry of Health. Of the 16,964 tests that were carried out in the last 24 hours, 3,506 new positive cases were detected, which translates into a positivity of 20.7%. According to the report of this Wednesday in Panama, there are now 817,000 accumulated cases of the new coronavirus, and of those, 782,104 people have recovered. While a total of 27,343 are active cases throughout the country, of which 27,101 are in isolation and 242 are hospitalised. Those who are in isolation, they're divided into 27,025, those are in their residences, and 76 in the so-called hospital hotels. While those hospitalised, we have 203 patients in the wards and 39 in the intensive care units. National Police crowd control agents fired tear gas at members of CUCO to disperse their demonstration at the Cuatro Altos sector. Protesters ran terrified as tear gas was fired while shouting slogans against the riot police. The vast majority of the protesters are teachers and members of the civil society of Colón who have joined to fight against the high cost of living. Without the circulation of public passenger transport and the paralysis of some educational centres, the province of Colón remains in its 10th day of a general strike called by the Coalition of Unity for Colón, or CUCO. This Wednesday, CUCO met on 10th Street and Central Avenue, where the teachers and the rest of the members of the coalition took a walk to the Cuatro Altos sector. CUCO, which brings together the collective and selected transport sector, teachers and university students, reiterated that it is holding the strike to speed up projects that generate jobs. They also asked for the control of the high cost of living, the regulation of fuel prices, the structural improvements of educational centres, highways, attention to the Costa Arriba and Abajo, as well as other needs for the province of Colón. While the merchants keep the doors of their premises semi-open at some points and await what happens during the course of the day. Similarly, stops full of people waiting to reach their destinations and the surveillance of crowd control agents of the National Police in strategic areas to avoid road closures are observed. In a video recorded on Tuesday, Edgardo Wattier criticised the meeting that took place at the Presidency of the Republic. Wattier insisted that the coalition that called the general strike and demands the best for the province was not represented at that meeting. The leader assured that this meeting was held with the intention of dividing CUCO and recalled that this strategy has been carried out by all previous governments. He said that they invited people who sympathise with the government and who lend themselves to government things to the meetings. He pointed out that the administration of President Laurentino Cortizo was looking for CUCO to fall for the government's manoeuvre, therefore they will not participate in this type of meeting. We will continue to be busy fighting for the Panamanian people and we demand answers, he added. Although on the 13th of May a court ordered to suspend the bidding for the seafood market, the Mayor's Office of Panama continues with the process. On Tuesday, an online homologation meeting was held, which was attended by two companies, Corporación Continental and Ulife America Central. The details of the meeting held, so that those interested can clarify doubts, are in the Homologation Act published on Wednesday. This was in the official Panama Compra website. Participating were Juan Hein from Corporación Continental, a representative of the company Ulife America Central, whose name is not mentioned, and for the Mayor's Office of Panama, the Director of Markets, Fernanda Duque, the Head of Decentralized Purchasing, Martha Alemán, the Quota, Iriara Herrera, and the lawyer, Cristina Bonilla. The meeting adjourned at 9:43 a.m. and none of those present had questions or comments about the process. The interested companies do not have a background in construction in the city, according to the supplier information available on Panama Compra. Corporación Continental is a family insurance firm founded in 1970 by Jorge Manuel Arias Thompson, who is on the board of directors with his sons Jorge and Juan Carlos Arias. In his representation, Juan Hine, an insurance specialist who works at the firm, attended according to his public professional profile. Meanwhile, ULIFE America Central was registered in Panama on July the 25th of 2006 by the Spanish businessman Javier Olcina Feliu, whose brother Jaime was an advisor to the mayor of Marbella, according to the newspaper El Mundo de España in a report published in 2016. It must be remembered that the 18th Circuit Court of the First Judicial Circuit of Panama ordered its temporary suspension because due process was not complied with. For the court, the public consultation of November of 2020, which gave a green light to the project, was carried out without complying with the representative and participatory democratic principle because it suffers from a prior call to the media and does not meet the period of 30 days in advance, given that only 25 people appeared at the aforementioned act, which presents some irregularities regarding their participation. The measure, made public on the 13th of May, is temporary until a protection of guarantees filed by lawyers Luis Pinedo, Blanca Solis and Jerónimo Espitia, Joaquim Bernal and Julio Stutt against the Municipal Council of the District of Panama is resolved, but that protection has not yet been resolved. The Mayor's Office of Panama published on Wednesday the tender for the best value for the renovation of Sabores de Chorillo, a space destined for small restaurants that sell food in the coastal Strip 3, district of El Chorillo. The base price set for the tender for this project is $1 million, highlights a statement of charges posted on the Panama Compra website. The structures present physical deterioration, for which repair work is necessary on them, and changes in some of their component elements that require replacement due to damage caused by the use of their assistance, justified the mayor's office. Among the required works is the improvement of the pergola structures, changes in lighting, changes in the translucent roof covers and canvases, complete repairs in the sanitary services, common areas, restaurant areas and food stalls, adaptations in the electrical system, security door changes and painting in general. The municipality scheduled the field visit for the 26th of May at 9 a.m. Meanwhile, the date for submission and opening of proposals will be the 13th of June. A trial court in San Miguelito found attorney Soriada Salcedo guilty of double homicide. The decision was made known on Wednesday at the end of the hearing, following the lawyer for her alleged link to the murders of the Canadian citizen Moimir Kotlika, 62 years of age, and the Panamanian Miguel Pais, 27, an event that occurred in San Antonio, San Miguelito, in the month of October of 2017. Salcedo was also found guilty of falsifying documents and public stamps to the detriment of the two victims. The public ministry has requested a sentence of 48 years in prison. The date of the reading of the sentence to be imposed was scheduled for the 15th of June at 3 p.m. The trial began on the 10th of May, during which at least 35 pieces of evidence were presented, including documentaries and testimonials. Salcedo is also linked to the crimes of Marianella Vallarino, 46 years of age, and Italian Furio Ferrari, 70, whose bodies were found in Las Cumbres, also in 2017. The Foreign Relations Committee of the United States Senate held on Wednesday the hearing for the nomination of Mari Carmen Aponte as ambassador to Panama. On the 5th of January of 2022, the administration of President Joe Biden announced that it had sent Aponte's nomination as Ambassador to Panama to the Senate. The United States and Panama have a long history of partnership and collaboration to advance common goals, Aponte said in her initial message before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. We continue to be Panama's largest trading partner and a source of foreign direct investment, she added. Aponte stressed that Panama's location and role in world trade due to the Panama Canal makes its success important to the prosperity of the United States. Traffic to and from the United States represents almost 70% of all canal transits. After this hearing, the committee must decide whether to recommend to the Senate the ratification of Aponte for the position. And lastly, not good news, I'm afraid. The Ministry of Energy reported that from this Friday, May the 20th, the prices of 91 and 95-octane gasoline will rise again. Meanwhile, diesel will drop. The 95-octane will go up 15 cents a litre, so it will sell for $1.42. When converted to a gallon, the increase is 58 cents. Meanwhile, the 91-octane will rise 13 cents per litre, and its sale price will be $1.33, and in a gallon, the increase of 91-octane gasoline per gallon is 49 cents. Meanwhile, low-sulfur diesel will register a decrease of 6 cents. The retail price to the consumer will be $1.39 per litre. For the gallon, the decrease is 22 cents. These prices will be enforced from 6 a.m. this Friday, May the 20th. This will go through till June the 3rd, indicated the Ministry of Energy. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.